Hunt's Invitation. Letter from Henry Hunt on 6 July to Joseph Johnson, the editor of the Manchester Observer, which was intercepted by the government. See the note at the start of the letter. This is Hunt's response to an invitation from Johnson on 3 July on behalf of the Manchester Patriotic Union to attend a public meeting in Manchester in 4 weeks hence. The letter shows Hunt organising things and the importance of a mass meeting from across the Manchester region. Catalogue reference TS11/1056. Added note at top of page. X. Dropped into a general post-receiving house in London. 7 July. The seal? Wax. A pen with the motto, Truth. Copy. Middleton Cottage, July 6, 1819. My dear friend, I have this day received your favour, and I am delighted to see the report of the Stockport meeting, and I am also very happy to perceive that Sir Charles Wolseley conducted himself so well. Really, he is now fairly in with us in the cause of the people, and although he is not the most brilliant man in the world, nor the boldest, perhaps, yet I believe him now to be honestly and sincerely with us. Therefore, we must cherish him. As for the title, I think nothing of it. Yet it may go a great way with the multitude, and it must be a cursed eyesore to our aristocratical opponents. I feel highly flattered with the compliment paid me at the dinner, and very sensible of the kindness of him who proposed it. Really, my good fellow, there is nothing on earth I would like better than to visit the reformers of Manchester again, and in fact, to pass a day with you would be a sufficient inducement for my taking such a journey, if it were not for the expense. I was in great hopes of receiving a visit from you long before this. However, if you think that I can render any service to the cause of real reform by my coming to a public meeting at Manchester, you may command me, and I will make any sacrifice to obey your call, even if I were to walk. I am not ashamed, although I am sorry to inform you, that the tyrants have, by means of their agents, the harpies of the law, harassed me so as to strip me of every shilling of ready rhino to meet the demands of the villains. They have several suits now hanging over my head that I scarcely know how I shall raise sufficient money to ward off the blow that is aimed at me. I think if you have another meeting at Manchester, you should make it very public, as early as possible, and make it rather a meeting of the County of Lancashire than of Manchester alone. The best way to do all this will be to send me a short public invitation, which I will briefly answer. You can get this correspondence into the Observer, and we will get it into the London papers. What say you to this? You can advertise the meeting in the next Observer and say that you have sent an invitation to me to take the chair. This will raise a public feeling and a desire to know whether I accept it or not. Nay, I think by management, the largest assemblage may be procured at Manchester the 2nd of August that ever was seen in this country. Unless the people are prepared to come from almost all parts within 20 miles around, I think we had better let the matter rest a while. What say you? Pray write to me fully your opinion. You see, I use candour to you in the greatest confidence. We shall have a meeting in London, as I have heard before that time. Right, but be careful to say nothing that can, even by implication, be taken hold of by the villains. Address me, 5 Wych Street, London. God bless you. Yours most sincerely. Signed, H. Hunt. Remember me kindly to Whitworth, Knight, Rowe, and all friends.